This podcast from News Talk WHCU is sponsored by Brightworks Computer Consulting. Call 277-8585. It's time once again for 2-Year Health, presented by the Cayuga Medical Center. And our guest today for 2-Year Health is Dr. Kataiba Magaido. He is from the Cayuga Heart Institute. And today we're taking a look at that old ticker of yours and how, well, your old diet of yours could impact that old ticker of yours. And Dr. Magaido, it's great to catch up with you again. And I just got back from vacation, and I noticed that, you know, a lot of us, and I'm going to include myself in this, having to put on a swimsuit last week, have put on a few pounds over the winter. It's how we survive winter. It's like hibernation. But I understand that those few pounds could have a negative impact on the rest of our health. So from your perspective as a cardiologist and the work you do at the Cayuga Heart Institute, what do you see when you see obesity, doctor?
All right. Thank you, Mr. Rayburn. Absolutely. This is one of the... Thank you. First of all, thank you. It's a pleasure to be on your radio talk to your health series this morning. This is one of the most serious public health problems of the 21st century. The medical definition of it, it's a medical condition in which excess body fat has accumulated to the extent that it may have a negative effect on health. Actually, it's not we are eating more than X or Y of people. It is basically that we are eating more than our needs as a body. It's defined by the body mass index, and it is basically dividing a person's weight by the square of the person's height. General rule, 25 to 30 kilogram per meter squared is considered overweight. Anything above 30 kilogram per meter squared is obesity. Why it's important to recognize this serious medical issue? Childhood obesity has reached epidemic proportions in the 21st century. It increases the likelihood of various diseases, including heart disease, diabetes, obstructive sleep apnea, certain types of cancers, osteoarthritis. One important point about this, it's mostly preventable through a combination of our social changes, lifestyle, personal choices. It is a leading preventable cause of death worldwide. This is very important to remember. Some medical facts and some facts to the public about this, general facts actually. It is a public health and policy problem because of its prevalence, cost, and health effects. In 1997, the World Health Organization recognized obesity as a global epidemic. In 2005, the medical costs attributable to obesity in the United States alone were an estimated $190 billion.
Oh.
21% of all medical expenditure. This is a huge amount of money. The estimate range for annual expenditures on diet products alone is about $40 to $100 billion in the United States alone. It's a huge amount of money. Mm-hmm. In 2013, the American Medical Association classified obesity as a disease. In 2014, about 600 million adults, that's about 13%, and 42 million children under the age of 5, worldwide, are obese.
Wow.
Huge numbers, very alarming numbers. In the United States alone, obesity is estimated to cause close to 500,000 deaths per year. Huge.
Yeah, that's you're talking about a major metropolitan area.
Exactly.
But you're also talking about
alarming numbers,
but
huge numbers. It's a crisis. It's a medical crisis that all of us get to be aware, alert, and to do something about it to ourselves, our families, our community. Why it's important to be alert and take care of this? On average, obesity reduces life expectancy by 6 to 7 years,
wow,
while severe obesity, which is the BMI, your body mass index, more than 40 kilogram per meter squared, reduced life expectancy by 10 years. So it is, those are medical facts, actually. So it has medical, social and economic impacts. The social impact is associated with social stigmatization. It was found that obese people are less likely to be hired for a job. They are less likely to be promoted. They are paid less than their non-obese counterparts for an equivalent job. Specific industries, airlines, healthcare, food industries have special concerns about this. In the year 2000, the extra weight of obese passengers cost airlines close to about $280 million just by because of that, actually. To touch on some of the medical conditions and diseases associated with this, it's a long list. The big ones, actually, are cardiology. That's why I talk about it today. Coronary artery disease, heart attacks, congestive heart failures, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, pulmonary embolism, deep venous thrombosis, big on the list associated with this epidemic. Second on the list is cancer. There is documented certain kinds of types of cancers associated, included, but they are not limited to esophageal, colorectal, pancreatic, gallbladder, kidney, leukemia, hepatic, melanoma, other medical conditions, lymphedema, stroke is big associated, dementia, multiple sclerosis, fatty liver, gout disease, and, of course, psychiatric element of this, depression and social stigmatization, as I already mentioned, kidney, it's all chronic renal failure. So almost, Mr. Rayburn, almost multi-system, multi-organ disease talking about this. And if we go to the roots, the causes of it is simple. It's basically excessive food energy intake and lack of exercise. In a few cases, genetics associated with it, but the big ones are basically it's our lifestyle, it's what we eat, and our lack of exercise. We don't move too much. We don't walk too much. Most of this extra food energy came from an increase in carbohydrate consumption rather than fat consumption, although both are associated and definitely related to obesity. The primary sources of these extra carbohydrates are sweetened drinks. Those sweetened drinks, believe it or not, Mr. Eber, account for about 25% of daily food energy. Ooh. Young adults in America and potato chips are eating.
Doctor, let me stop you there, because one of the questions I had is regarding what we talked about earlier this morning, and that is sports drinks. But I notice in many of the so-called labeled sports drinks that those are really high in sugar content.
That's absolutely truly. They are those sport drinks, vitamin water drinks, high energy drinks, soft drinks, fruit drinks, iced tea, all of them, big time, big time. Those are 25% and strongly, primarily, directly related to obesity.
Wow.
In the United States, consumption of fast food meals tripled. And food energy intake from these meals quadrupled between 1977 and 1995. This is till 1995. Mm-hmm. So imagine from 1995 to 2017 where we are now. So all of this sedentary lifestyle, significant role in obesity. It was estimated that about 30% of the whole world's population gets insufficient exercise. Third of the whole world population, they do not exercise enough to take care of that. Why we care about treatment? Because it is proven. There is medical facts there. If you treat it, if you take care of it, there is reported a 20 to 25% fall in total mortality related to obesity.
Wow.
There is a fall in 30 to 40% fall in diabetes mellitus related deaths. There is a 40 to 45% fall in obesity related cancer deaths. These are big incentive numbers. for us to take care of ourselves and to be very careful in treating this medical epidemic.
Dr. McGuida, you said 500,000 deaths a year can be attributed to obesity. And
That's right.
You start talking when you start dealing with obesity and you start tackling the problem, and this is a disease, but this isn't a disease that a doctor can cure. This is a disease of personal responsibility and taking action for your own health. At least that's the way it seems to me. But you start talking about how we can reduce these death rates by dealing with obesity, and you see that 500,000 a year death mark in the United States start rolling back considerably to a point where we would make a huge impact on health care, health costs, and the stigma related to obesity in this country.
That's absolutely correct. So a primary goal is education, education, awareness for you, yourself, your family, your kids, your community, you as a doctor, to your patients, peers, more talks about this, as we are doing this morning, presented the facts, the medical facts, out to the public, to people, to be aware and understand where we are heading with this serious medical issue, and if we do something about it, what is the benefit? Definitely education comes from diet and showing them the numbers. Less eating, structural programs, more exercise, more activity, and walking, especially to our children. You already saw how much the obese worldwide in children less than 5 years old.
Right.
It's very serious, very alarming number. And then we classify them actually into lifestyle. Then there is medical treatment, then there is surgical treatment. And the big talk today is basically about the lifestyle, medical education, awareness to people. I'm not going through this brief talk to talk about the medical medications out there that are proven to use, but I want to touch a little bit about the surgical, actually, treatment, bariatric surgery, and there is different types out there. The surgeons can talk more about this, gastric bypass, gastric banding, vertical sleeve. One thing we need to know about this kind of surgery, actually, and those are medical facts I'm going to mention, surgery for obesity is associated with a long-term weight loss. It has improvement in obesity-related conditions, and it does decrease overall mortality. At about 10 years, there is about an estimate of 14 to 25% weight loss, and there is a 29% reduction in all-cause mortality when compared to standard weight loss measures. So those are good numbers out there. The thing about it, it has complications. It has about 17% complications of these surgeries. There is about 7% rate of reoperation. That's why, because of the cost, because of the risks, although this is a good way to treat, actually, available nowadays, researchers are in more depth to find less invasive treatments, including devices that can occupy space in the stomach, and so to decrease the cost and the risks for these surgeries.
Yeah.
So the messages and the home to take, the messages, lessons to take home, Mr. Rayburn, today. Number one, this is a serious health issue associated with serious medical diseases. Number two, it's a preventable. That's a big one. It's preventable, and we need to make a great emphasis on prevention. Our lifestyle, basically, has got to change. Our diet, our exercises, activity, education to our kids, our families, big time, that will play a big role in how we care and treat this medical disease. If it's treated, it has a tremendous positive results and effect on our health. Let's be all of us a role model. Let's start with ourselves.
Yes, yes.
And be a role model to our kids, our families, our relatives, neighbors, patients,
so
our community.
I've got to ask, what's your energy drink this morning, Dr. McGuida?
Basically water.
There you go.
I really water.
Zero calories.
I have the water in front of me. That's how I start. Let's push for more Mediterranean diet. Let's less carbohydrate, less fat, more grains, more nuts, more olive oil. Redirect all our thinking about all what's out there in the market and see the impact on our health, social, disease-wise, economy-wise.
We're talking about saving lives here. Dr. Kataiba Magaida from the Kuga Heart Institute, our guest this week for 2-Year Health, presented by the Kuga Medical Center. You blow my mind every time, Dr. Magaida. I thank you very much for joining us this morning with the latest.
Mr. Rayburn, it's always a pleasure. Thank you for having me today on your radio talk for your health today.